Okay, right now we're going to do a very important ritual, a rite rather, and we're going to be doing an exorcism. Did you hear me? Okay, so we're going to be doing an exorcism. You're going to be witnessing an exorcism. Okay, in the church you have what are called major exorcisms, and you have minor exorcisms. So the devil really does exist. If you ever want to do good reading on this topic of the diabolic, the best book written in the past 10 years is written by Gabriel Damorth, who was the chief exorcist in Rome, who died about a year ago. His book is called The Exorcist, and I would invite you to get the book. And he speaks about different ways in which the devil attacks us. And they are temptation, that can be a fleeting thought that crosses your mind, that's against the commandments. Or it can be what is called oppression. You feel really oppressed and sad and overwhelmed at times. Okay, that's often the work of the devil. Then you have another one, it's called obsession. Obsession is also used by psychologists today in their study, but obsession means you have a fixed idea that you can't seem to get out of your head. Fixed idea maybe against chastity, or a fixed idea of envy or revenge or anger. For example, you get up in the morning, you're angry at someone the whole day. That's usually the devil. It's called an obsession. Then you have also what is called infestation, where you have haunted houses. You kind of laugh at that, but you can have houses in which the devil is present. And often that happens when you move into a house where they had the practice of the satanic, black magic, the Ouija board, something like that. And you have these weird manifestations because you have the diabolic present, and one of the best things to do is get the priest to go to the house to do a blessing and an exorcism in the house. Then you have what is called a vexation. Some of you have probably seen the movie of Padre Pio, where Padre Pio was actually being manhandled, beaten up by the devil. That's called a vexation. And the last would be that of possession, where the devil actually goes into the person. And Gabriel Damore said the three principal causes of a possession would be playing with the occult. Second would be when parents curse their children. Never do that. Never do that. You get angry, you curse your children, that could be a cause of a diabolical possession. Don't do it. Never. You're called to bless your children, not to curse your children. No curses, just blessings. So I've given you a mini catechesis on the diabolic. I'm going to be doing the exorcism of your children, but be aware that the devil exists. The devil exists. But be aware that God is much more powerful than the devil. And also, if you love the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mama Mary, you pray your rosary, you wear your scapula, you are protected. But it would be foolhardy to deny the existence of the devil. That opens up the door to his presence if you just say, that's just a obsolete, archaic thought of the Middle Ages, no? The devil really does work. He's having a heyday in this country today. So let's pray that we'll protect ourselves, especially through Marian devotion. Amen? Amen.